God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Brightness of the Father's glory, springing from eternal light, source of light by light engendered, day enlightening every day. In your everlasting radiance, shine upon us, Christ's true Son, bringing life to mind and body through the Holy Spirit's power. Father of unfading glory, rich in grace and strong to save, hear our prayers and come to save us, keep us far from sinful ways. Dawn is drawing ever nearer, dawn that brings us all we seek. Son who dwells within the Father, Father uttering one word. Glory be to God the Father, glory to his only Son, glory now and through all ages, to the Spirit Advocate. I lift up my heart to you, O Lord, and you will hear my morning prayer.
To my words give ear, O Lord, give heed to my groanings. Attend to the sound of my cries, my King and my God.
It is you whom I invoke, O Lord. In the morning you hear me. In the morning I offer you my prayer, watching and waiting.
You are no God who loves evil. No sinner is your guest. The boastful shall not stand their ground before your face.
You hate all who do evil. You destroy all who lie. The deceitful and bloodthirsty man the Lord detests.
But I, through the greatness of your love, have access to your house. I bow down before your holy temple, filled with awe.
Lead me, Lord, in your justice, because of those who lie in wait. Make clear your way before me.
No truth can be found in their mouths. Their heart is all mischief. Their throat a wide open grave, all honey their speech.
All those who protect shall be glad and ring out their joy. You shelter them, in you they rejoice, those who love your name.
It is you who bless the just man, Lord. You surround him with favor as with a shield.
Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Lord, all justice and all goodness come from you. You hate evil and abhor lies. Lead us, your servants, in the path of your justice, so that all who hope in you may rejoice with the church and in Christ.
I lift up my heart to you, O Lord, and you will hear my morning prayer.
We praise your glorious name, O Lord, our God.
Blessed may you be, O Lord, God of Israel, our Father, from eternity to eternity.
Yours, O Lord, are grandeur and power, majesty, splendor, and glory.
For all in heaven and on earth is yours. Yours, O Lord, is the sovereignty. You are exalted as head over all.
Riches and honor are from you, and you have dominion over all. In your hand are power and might. It is yours to give grandeur and strength to all.
Therefore, our God, we give you thanks and we praise the majesty of your name.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
We praise your glorious name, O Lord, our God.
Adore the Lord in his holy court.
O give the Lord, you sons of God, give the Lord glory and power. Give the Lord the glory of his name. Adore the Lord in his holy court.
The Lord's voice resounding on the waters, the Lord on the immensity of waters, the voice of the Lord, full of power, the voice of the Lord, full of splendor.
The Lord's voice shattering the cedars, the Lord shatters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon leap like a calf and Sirion like a young wild ox.
The Lord's voice flashes flames of fire.
The Lord's voice shaking the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The Lord's voice rending the oak tree and stripping the forest bare.
The God of glory thunders. In his temple they all cry, glory. The Lord sat enthroned over the flood. The Lord sits as king forever.
The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace.
Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
You live forever, Lord and King. All things of the earth justly sing your glory and honor. Strengthen your people against evil, that we may rejoice in your peace. and trust in your eternal promise. Adore the Lord in his holy court.
A reading from the book of Exodus. You have seen for yourselves how I bore you up on eagle's wings and brought you here to myself. Therefore, if you hearken to my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my special possession, dearer to me than all other people, though all the earth is mine. You shall be to me a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
From those who would trap me with lying words.
And from the hunter's snare.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
You have been blessed by my Father. Come and receive the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
You have been blessed by my Father. Come and receive the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.
Praise to Jesus our Savior. By his death, he has opened for us the way to salvation. Let us ask him,
Lord, guide your people to walk in your ways.
God of mercy, you gave us new life through baptism.
Make us grow day by day in your likeness.
Lord, guide your people to walk in your ways.
May our generosity today bring joy to those in need.
In helping them, may we find you.
Lord, guide your people to walk in your ways.
Help us to do what is good, right, and true in your sight.
And to seek you always with undivided hearts.
Lord, guide your people to walk in your ways.
Forgive our sins against the unity of your family.
Make us one in heart and spirit.
Lord, guide your people to walk in your ways.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
God, our Savior, bring us back to you, and fill our minds with your wisdom. May we be enriched by our observance of Lent. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Morning Prayer is a production of Living Bread Radio in Canton, Ohio. For more information on this or any of our programs, call 330-966-2903 or log on to livingbreadradio.com.